The scourge of drugs in our communities is by now well documented. Poets, however, can put faces to statistics, can make us stop, listen, think. Catherine Howd Mahan, who is a professor of writing at Ithaca College, has a full-length book coming out soon called Selected Poems. But her poem Magic depicts a mother's unending quest to restore her daughter's life. Magic. If I hum her name 100 times, can I take my daughter back to when she touched starfish in a pool and said, I love it here, Mama? If I write the date of the day she was born backwards and forwards in a salty wave, can I keep her talking to me, saying how she still wants to hold my hand? If I hide my grief in a little song and whisper its hard words low and deep into a bottle tossed into the sea, can I bewitch, bewilder, banish heroine's history? Bridget Meads is also from Ithaca of New York, and she describes an unexpected encounter in her poem titled Exit at Triphammer. The meeting is not personal, and yet it is highly emotional. Exit at Triphammer. You were not easy to love, sprawled off the off-ramp dirt, March rain from above darkening your stained shirt. I parked the car and walked back calling help. Is he alert? Needle in arm, arm with tracks, the red and orange lights encroaching. You are what the world lacks. The sky was full of birds approaching. You will not see their flight, nor rain ceasing, the light reproaching. I paused, looked left, then right. The delay in my day was slight.